The Super Bowl is a moment in America where our nation should come together over its love for competition and sportsmanship, where the competitive spirit and the determination of the two best teams in football should unify us all. America has another unifier, its national anthem. It's one song that every American knows and can sing under one flag. The U.S. national anthem is not a white national anthem. It's not a black national anthem. It's not a national anthem for any race. It is a national anthem for everyone, regardless of race. Lift every voice and sing, otherwise known as the Black National Anthem, is not an anthem for which America sing under one flag. It is an anthem created for one race and one race only. Playing it at the Super Bowl epitomizes attempts to divide the nation at its core by race. I'm Armstrong Williams, live from the Super Bowl.
Armstrong Williams is certainly not alone. The performance of the so-called Black National Anthem at last night's Super Bowl is getting absolutely trashed on social media as Americans have completely had it with this racially divisive woke nonsense. We're going to see the latest on the massive backlash, and we're going to see what's the real agenda behind our elite's attempt to racially segregate our national anthems. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, I've been getting some very important questions about the election that I think are on the top of everyone's mind. Now, I specifically got a question from one of our amazing Insiders Club members recently asking, how confident should we be in the election even though Trump is ahead? Because we all know what happened last time. And it really is an important issue, of course, one that every single person who cares about the future of our country should be asking. Now, I've given this topic a lot of thought, and I've come up with three big strategies that I want to share with you for what we can do to secure our elections in November. But I'm sure you're aware I really can't share them with you here. As you know, this is a hot button issue. We've already been demonetized by YouTube. So what I decided to do is host a pop-up event at the end of this week instead of the usual Friday live stream. So mark your calendars. It's this Friday, February 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern, where we'll go off platform together and I can dive into how we can protect the election from any and all kinds of Democrat shenanigans. Just click on the link below to register. It's absolutely vital that everyone who cares about this election be there. I'm sharing resources, research, and more to equip you with both the knowledge and the confidence to vote in November. Now, I also rarely see your faces, and I want to talk to you face-to-face about this online, so I'm building in some virtual meet-and-greet opportunities for after the pop-up event as well. So just click on that link below to register for this extremely important event, or go to election.turleytalks.com, and together, we're going to protect and defend election integrity this coming November. Click on that link below right now. So, of course, yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday, and once again, like the last few years' games, the obnoxiously woke NFL commissioner Roger Goodell decided to feature the so-called Black National Anthem prior to the National Anthem, which I guess now is white. The song Lift Every Voice is a song that was adopted by the, well, radically left-wing NAACP back in 1917 and has since become a musical icon of Black identity and political struggle. Now, like at last year's Super Bowl, the song is receiving a massive backlash because it was sung right before the national anthem. And its proximity to the national anthem is what's so concerning for so many who believe that, in effect, it's putting forward a highly divisive message that there are de facto not one but two national anthems in our nation, and these two are ironically divided by race. In other words, our woke cultural elite, particularly here at the NFL, are sanctioning racially segregated national anthems. It's all part of this bizarre trend of what's called neo-segregation that we're seeing particularly on college campuses that have been taken over by the radical progressive left, where we're literally seeing a return to racially segregated dorms, racially segregated graduation ceremonies, orientation programs, and now racially segregated national anthems. And the glory of it all is that Americans, by and large, want nothing to do with this. They want nothing to do with this radically racist nonsense that's being imposed on us top down by a ruling elite. And social media absolutely lit up last night to trash this tribalism. Megyn Kelly wrote, quote, "The so-called black national anthem does not belong at the Super Bowl. We already have a national anthem, and it includes everyone." Black conservative commentator C.J. Pearson declared, quote, "Before tonight's Super Bowl, as a young black man and proud American, let me make myself clear. There's only one national anthem, as there is only one United States of America. And it's for everyone, white, black, yellow, and even maroon. The less agenda of division isn't just needless, it's exhausting." Florida Representative Matt Gaetz said he wouldn't be watching the Super Bowl because the NFL is desecrating America's national anthem by playing something called the Black National Anthem. Representative Mike Loychik tweeted out, quote, "There's no such thing as a black national anthem. We are all Americans, united by our great and beautiful Star-Spangled Banner. The Super Bowl is supposed to bring us together. It's a disgrace that the NFL decided to push the politics of racial division again." And we could go on and on and on. I mean, these, frankly, gang, were some of the more kind and gentle pushbacks against the so-called black national anthem. Most tweets absolutely trash. The performance is frankly disgusting. So what sense should we make of this? What's really going on here with a so-called black national anthem? Well, of course, at one level, as has been pointed out, it is absurd. There is no black national anthem because there is no black nation. National anthems, by definition, unite an entire people who share a common national identity, not necessarily a racial identity. So at one level, this notion of a black national anthem is just a contradiction in terms. It's absurd absent an actual black nation. But at another level, the whole notion of juxtaposing a black national anthem with the real national anthem brings to the fore the clash that we're seeing between two larger trends, a clash between what's commonly referred to as civic nationalism versus ethnic nationalism. What's so key to understanding what's going on here is that as liberal globalism begins to shatter all over the world, populations are increasingly returning to their own cultures, customs, and traditions and reasserting their national sovereignty. And the key to understanding what's happening with this black national anthem is that this nationalist turn around the world actually has two distinct outworkings. There isn't just one kind of nationalism. There are actually two. Populations are embracing either a civic nationalism or they're embracing ethnic nationalism. Civic nationalist movements are all seeking to restore their respective national sovereignties by reaffirming border security, economic nationalism to protect the jobs of our citizens, and reaffirmation of our nation's culture, customs, and traditions that unite us as one often multi-ethnic people. Ethno-nationalists are characterized by a more tribalist turn, characterized by a more homogenous racial and cultural makeup, where populations are increasingly balkanizing as they turn towards their own ethnic identity and loyalties based on kin and race as the basis of social order. Now, sometimes these two nationalisms overlap, like in the case of Japan, for example, but here in the United States, civic nationalism is represented more by the MAGA movement and Trump's America First agenda. Ethno-nationalist allegiances, on the other hand, are actually being pushed not by the radical right or the alt-right, but by the political left, as represented by more like the Black Lives Matter movement. This is why people like Bill Maher, a self-professed liberal, are making the argument that the woke left are more akin to the KKK than anything else, precisely because both movements see race and racial homogeneity as absolutely paramount. What's happening to the modern left today is the modern left is actually turning very definitely into an ethno-nationalist movement, the logical outworking of which is, unfortunately, the eventual balkanization of our nation around racial lines, or better, around those who want an ethno-nationalist country versus those who embrace a more civic nationalist, multi-ethnic vision. The only way we can effectively fight back against this is through championing the MAGA movement, championing civic nationalism as the basis for a truly multi-ethnic post-globalist society, rooted in a common civic, cultural, and religious tradition that binds us together as a single nation. And the good news is that if this massive social media backlash against the Black national anthem is any indicator, we know which side the vast majority of our citizens are already on.